That's all the comment. Please raise your hand, keep going for a second.
Well, you know, it was a really good win for our team. We had a lot of respect for Texas A&M. Jimbo, the job that he's done there, they're very good offensively. And, you know, they're one of the top five teams in the country when it comes to offense. And, you know, we were fortunate today that we made a lot of big plays on offense. We really threw the ball effectively and scored a lot of points. But we really didn't control the game. We didn't control the line of scrimmage. We struggled to run the ball effectively with any consistency. And that's something that we need to work on. And you got to be able to finish the game. They should never get the ball back at the end of the game. You know, one of these days we're going to be in a situation where the team goes 2 minutes to score one game. So you know, there's certainly a lot of things that we want to work to improve on. But I'm very proud of the way our team competed in the game. It was a very physical game. You know, defensively, you know, we did a good job on third down when we got him in third down, but, you know, I didn't think we finished the game like we'd like, so that we could, you know, have an opportunity maybe to play more players, you know, out there. Made some adjustments in the game. When they were in regular people, we started playing nickel some because they were hurting us with some passes. So there's certainly a lot that we can work on. There's certainly a lot that we need to improve on. I think our team has gone through, you know, 4 weeks where, you know, we've basically done what we're supposed to do. And I think we need a couple of days off here tomorrow. And, you know, Monday we won't practice and just watch the film and try to get some guys healthy and get some people back where we can, you know, go for the next 4 games. I don't like to play more than 6 games without having 2 days off. I think it does the players a lot of good when it comes to recovery and healing up and all that type of thing, so that'll be the plan for us this week.
Coach, start on the far side of the game.
How important was the pressure you were able to get on your quarterback today?
Well, I think it was really important. I mean, I think that's one of the things that contributed to third down. You know, we just had a lot of long yardage situations that, you know, I felt like if we would have executed a little bit better in the secondary, you know, they would have made some of the plays that they made. And we're going to have to do a much better job in the future, no doubt, because we're going to play against a lot of good teams. They're a good team, but we're going to play against a lot of good teams. And we didn't do a very good job against quarterback runs. It's a really important part of what we're trying to do. He really hurt us with 3 big play runs. One was a quarterback draw, the other 2 were quarterback counters. So, you know, we made some adjustments at halftime. I think we played a little better in the second half, but really didn't finish the game like you like.
Come back over on the left with Michael.
Yeah, about those quarterback runs, as they hit some big plays, what do you think happened on there? What did you see in terms of how that happened?
Well, I mean, we didn't play the plays correctly. You know, they were counters. You know, one player's got to come under and spill, the other player ran off the field, so, you know, they just split us. And, you know, they had a good plan against us, and they did a good job of executing it. And, you know, when you get an extra blocker in the game and you run quarterback run, and their quarterback certainly is very effective at doing it, you got to have an extra guy in the box all the time. And when they have a passing game like that, it's kind of hard to play the game that way because then you give up plays in other ways. So that's why they're one of the best offensive teams in the country, and Jimbo does a really good job of using his personnel.
Right up here, Chris.
On the pass rush, I just wanted to ask about Isaiah Bugs in particular. It seemed like he had a high energy game today.
Well, I think having the ability to pressure the quarterback is really important. I thought there were some other pressures that if we'd executed them effectively, we'd have probably got more pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, we did a pretty good job with 4 guys rushing, which I think is really, really important. You know, obviously I hadn't watched the film. I'm usually watching the back end, so I don't see what happened up front. But it's always great to get sacks, there's no doubt about it. They don't really affect winning that much unless you get off the field on third down because you caused a long yardage situation or you created a long yardage situation.
How effective was the play action game for you guys, and what's particularly good about how Tua executes the play action fakes?
Well, he does a really good job. You know, some of those plays are RPOs, some of them are play action passes. Does a good job. I think the coaches do a good job in that part of the game in terms of the movement keys, but and they
they definitely had an extra guy in the box most of the time, so we were pulling the ball and throwing it, and it was effective for us. But when we tried to run it, you know, we didn't have as much luck. So that's something we're going to need to improve on, I think, to create some balance, you know, with our offense.
Right up here, probably, Steve.
Coach, to that point, offensive line-wise, how do you think that group performed here today?
Well, I mean, if we threw for however many yards we threw for and we gained however many yards we gained, they had to do something pretty well. But if you want to isolate it down to, we didn't have a lot of pressure in the pocket. They did a good job of protection. That's why we did a good job on third down, and that's why we made a lot of plays in the passing game. But I'm sure when we look at the run game, we're not going to be as pleased with, you know, the way we finish blocks and, you know, the way we block them up front, or we've been able to run the ball, I think, a little more effectively on a consistent basis.
Back to Joe.
Nick, is this the best offense you've ever coached?
You know, I'm not ready to say that or make comparisons with any other team. You know, we've had some really good offensive teams in the past. I think the diversity and the number of playmakers this team has certainly, you know, ranks it up there with, you know, one of the best. And we knew this was the kind of team that we're going to have. But just like, you know, when you win a game today, they had 72 offensive plays and we had 61, and their time of possession was way greater than ours. So if we were, as you put it, the best we've ever had, it wouldn't be that way. We would be able to control the game, control line of scrimmage, finish the game, run the ball when we need to run it. Now, we may throw it as well as anybody that we've ever had, but that's not all there is to it. And if you finish the game at the end and run the ball like you're supposed to, they don't get the ball back. So I'm not really mad at anybody in here, so don't take anything personal. It's just I'm not pleased with the way we finished the game. Is that okay?
What do you think of the noise level, the crowd, the energy level in the stadium? I know that was important to you.
Oh, very much so. And I think it was important, especially early in the game. We got off to a pretty good start. You know, I think the crowd was great. The atmosphere was great. And I think our players really appreciate that. I think it helps them keep their energy level up. It was still pretty humid today. It was still pretty hot out there. And it was tough sledding for everybody, but there's, you know, no easy way. You know, we live in a world where everybody's looking for an easy way, and I don't think there is one. So if we're going to play the kind of teams that we got to play and compete against them, we need the energy in the stadium to help us, and it was certainly great for us today.
A friend of Mark, Mark.
We saw Pat Surtain get the start out there. Just how did he play this week in practice, and he also got the interception. What did you see from him there?
What did you see out there today?
Patrick Surtain.
What about him?
Just, we saw him get the start today. How did he look in practice this week? And also, how did you see, what did you see from him on the field today?
Well, you know, we liked him because he's big and they have some big receivers. He made some mental errors at the end of the game that, you know, we'll need to correct and he'll learn from. But I've been pleased with his progress. I've been pleased with his performance. He's a bright guy. He's very athletic. He's got good ball skills. He plays with toughness. But, you know, made a couple mistakes at the end of the game that we need to get corrected. But I'm sure there are a lot of other players that did the same.
Finish up on the right side.
I was going to follow up about Surtain's interception. From, I don't know if you remember that play, but it looked like he ran the receiver's route. Do you think that's more film study, or is that just him being a fantastic guy?
No, that was a tough route that they ran. He ended up having single coverage over there. They had all three receivers on one side, a tight end on the back side, and you know, they released all five guys, so he ended up single covered on the guy, and the guy ran a post, and they ran a divide route, 1-3 cross, and, you know, he ends up by himself on that guy because all the help's used up, and he made a great play on the ball, no doubt. It was a great play.
Thank you.
You know, one thing I'd like to say to everybody, and I don't want to get into the rat poison again, but, you know, we got a good team, but our team needs to do a lot of things to improve. And if what our team has accomplished to this point makes them in any way not take into account the kind of teams that we have to play in the future, and they underestimate what we need to do to improve so that we can become a better team, and don't just take things for granted,
right, that we're going to show up because we got an Alabama uniform on and win the game. It's not going to happen that way. And it's going to be everybody's choice in the organization. All right, so I'd appreciate it if you would, you know, sort of look at some of the things we didn't do so well, and write about that. So maybe I can show it to the players and say, look here, man. Here's something you can do better. All right, see you later.